Hey, welcome to Know Yourself. This is Dan Udell, and today's podcast episode is about how to start your own podcast. This is something I've been asked about quite a bit recently, and, well, actually, ever since I sort of started the podcast, I've been asked by people. And by the way, if you've ever got any questions, I'm always happy to talk to you about it. I don't know a great deal. I kind of make it up as I go along a lot of the time, and I'm just kind of learning as I go. So I'm by no means an expert, but I probably know more than some people that have never done it before. So I guess that's why people come to me and ask me. So I've kind of only been doing it a year, so I still see myself as a bit of a rookie. Got like 70 odd episodes under my belt now, maybe more. I kind of lose count. Oh, maybe it's over 80 now. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, I've done quite a bit. These solo episodes, I feel more and more sort of comfortable doing these. I don't know, you just kind of get a rhythm and a cadence, and you feel like comfortable talking to yourself. Like, I'm literally sat in a car park, like, on my own at the moment. You know, you just, after a while, you just don't care. You'll podcast anywhere. Or, you know, sometimes I feel more comfortable at home doing it. Sometimes I need to get out of the house and just be somewhere else, because, you know, I can record kind of wherever, really. I don't get too precious about where I am and that sort of thing. And I'll kind of come onto that as I kind of explore some of my style and, you know, podcasting, content development. So, first things first, you're going to need a pen and paper for this episode. There's going to be a lot of nuggets that I give. You're probably going to have to pause and rewind because I go off on tangents and stuff like that. But keep a pen and paper close to you so you can write down bullet points. And I'm going to just try and keep this as practical and as useful as possible, really. So, first thing, now that you got your pen and paper, you need to go onto the App Store or Android users. I think it's like the Google Play Store or something like that. I mean, I've got an iPhone, so I don't know myself. But head to the App Store anyway, and you need to download Anchor. And that's A-N-C-H-O-R. Now, Anchor is a podcasting platform. It kind of acts a bit like a mailroom, where you get a letter, which would be, in this metaphor, a recording. So, say, for example, this episode that I'm recording today. I'm literally recording this on my phone. You know, you can use the Memo app, or you can actually record within Anchor as well. So that's what I'm actually doing at the moment. I'm recording within Anchor. So you get your recording, which is like a letter. And what you do is, once you've finished your recording, you either upload it to Anchor, or if you've recorded your episode within Anchor, you then publish it. What Anchor does for you, and the beauty of it, for free, by the way, which is why I recommend this app, is it distributes it to different channels for you. And what I mean by channels is it distributes your podcast episode to Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Spotify, Podbean, Pocket Casts, loads of different channels where people can listen to your podcast. So Apple Podcasts is a native app on your phone, if you've got an iPhone, for podcasts. That's where they live. So you can go onto the library there and search. So, for example, with this podcast, you could go onto Apple Podcasts and search for Know Yourself. And hey presto, you'd find my podcast. And that's because Anchor has distributed it to that location for me. It kind of acts as the middleman, like I said, the mailroom between me, the person sending the letter, and you, the person receiving the letter, or the audience. So that's why it's really powerful. And like I say, it does it all for you for free as well. It sets up these really useful connections to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you know, Podbean, Pocket Casts, Google Play Music, you know, just really useful channels for your distribution. So I really recommend that you download Anchor. Within Anchor, there's some really cool tools that are built in. So you've got analytics that are built in, so you can find out the size of your audience. You know, you can see analytics per episode as well, so you can see who's listening. So you can, you know, I mean, that's what I do. I try and see which episodes are popular, and then I try and focus on those themes a little bit more. So, for example, I did an episode on 5-minute journaling, and I've had more listens for that than I've had for some episodes that have been hanging around for a couple of weeks. So that's quite interesting. That tells me that people got a lot of value out of that, or, you know, really enjoyed it, or that someone has been promoting it for me, which is great. You know, it's amazing. So when you set up Anchor, you'll get a link. So my link, for example, is anchor.fm/knowyourself, because that's the name of my podcast. So you'll get a link as well. You need to keep that link somewhere. I recommend on like a notepad file on your phone, or just write it on that pad that you've got now, and, you know, get some blue tack and stick it on your wall. You're going to need that link, because when you do a lot of your marketing, when you do a lot of your marketing, you're going to be able to use that link. And we'll talk about marketing your podcast in a minute. So going back to the recording of, you know, the actual kind of doing it, really, I would say starting off your podcast, don't go fancy. It's really easy for people to kind of be got all the gear but no idea. They go on Amazon or they go on wherever and they pay a fortune for a microphone that is only going to be used by them at the, you know, for the time being. If you get interviews that are one-on-one, that's where I find, you know, where you're actually sat down at someone's house or sat in front of someone at a coffee shop, that's where these microphones really start to pay off a little bit more, because they kind of hide out some of the background noise. They've got like a splash guard as well to protect some of the sort of harsher sounding vowels. You know, for example, if you say your S's quite harshly, it'll kind of protect the audio quality of that in the recording. So there is benefit of having these microphones. You know, literally you can get microphones that are adapted for use on iPhones as well. So, you know, there's so many different degrees that you can go into. For now, my recommendation is I would literally start off with your phone. The microphone that is built into your iPhone or Android device is good enough for you to be able to get some solid quality audio, you know, when you're doing podcasts on your own, or if you're with someone at the coffee shop, or, you know, you're sat down at someone's house. You know, I got by for about 10 months just using my iPhone to record podcast episodes. You know, it's not going to be for everyone. There's going to be some people that want to really put a premium on the audio quality, and that's great. I just know myself that I'm really not interested in audio that much. You know, it's something that I'd like to learn about and get better at, which I have done, but it's not my main priority. My main priority is like putting out content that's actually good and useful. You know, I kind of go content first, and I can perfect the rest later. You know, it's about getting stuff out there, in my opinion. I think once you become obsessed with some of those finer details, it means that you're not kind of concentrating on the content and the stuff that you're trying to get out there that matters. So that's my two cents anyway. So I would literally use the microphone that you got built into your phone, or, you know, at the very minimum, invest, I don't know, £30 or like $45 on Amazon and get yourself a microphone with an aux lead that can plug, I can't even speak, that can plug into your iPhone or, you know, like I say, Android device. I invested about 10 months into the podcast into a microphone. So now when I'm going out and about, if I go to people's houses or, you know, that sort of thing, and I record a podcast episode, I'll take my microphone with me. And it's really good. You know, it's good quality. Like I say, it's got a splash guard on the front, which is literally like a little plastic ring with kind of like a spongy, foamy mesh on the front. And it kind of protects some of the audio quality by, you know, any sort of harsh sounding vowels or you know, any words that come out quite strongly, and, you know, you kind of spit into the microphone, it kind of protects and keeps the audio quality. So yeah, that's kind of as much as I'll go into for now. I think what you got on your phone is probably good enough. So you've got your app, you know, you've got the Anchor app. There's probably other applications out there that can do it. I just kind of found Anchor and really liked it. It was just really intuitive, really easy to use, really friendly as well. You know, I kind of played around with it for a little bit and was able to figure out most of the features and functions out. There's actually even a built-in podcast art sort of builder. So you can build your own images within Anchor now to upload as podcast artwork. And that kind of brings me on to that. You know, it might be really tempting to design a logo and, you know, have some nice graphics to go along with your podcast. Sometimes you just want to get your podcast off the ground. I mean, I didn't have a logo when I started. I literally just used Anchor's built-in like sort of logo builder, which when I downloaded Anchor, it wasn't even really that good. It literally just had the letters of my podcast. It just said "Know Yourself" on like a purple background, so I literally didn't go fancy at all. I just wanted to start and, you know, start making content, because once I decided that I wanted to do it, that was it. I was lucky enough that I had someone who's a fan of the podcast make me some artwork, a lady called Jane. And she made me some digital artwork, which I used for a little while, which was kind of it was a picture of me on a blue background with "Know Yourself." And that was really kind of her. So, you know, I used that for a little while. It wasn't until the podcast hit its like anniversary that I decided I wanted a more sort of professional and polished look. So if you do decide that you want to have some proper artwork, like I say, Anchor's actually recently updated the app so you can build some more sort of sophisticated artwork. But here's something I would recommend. There's an app, like I say, there's an app for everything. There's an app called Fiverr. It's spelled Fiverr. And Fiverr is a freelance marketplace where you can hire people to do stuff for you. So one of the things that's on Fiverr in abundance is freelancers and in specifically graphic designers. Now, these people will, you know, build you a logo, they'll design you an image, you know, anywhere between sort of like 5, 10, 15, all the way up to like £100. Like, people have different packages depending on how sort of in demand they are. So it's always important to check out the reviews on Fiverr, because people leave reviews based on the work that they've had produced by the person. So have a shop around, and, you know, I always kind of look at the price as well, because I mean, I totally fund the podcast and everything that I do for it. It's, you know, I don't charge for this. It's all free. And, you know, so I kind of shop around a bit because it's my own money and I don't want to go like really, really expensive if I can't afford it. So Fiverr was perfect. I mean, I found I literally typed in podcast artwork on Fiverr in like the search facility within the app, and I was able to find someone that, you know, there's quite a few people that do it actually, who were rated really highly. And this lady from India, you know, she makes podcast artwork, and I literally hired her and I gave her like a brief of what I wanted, the colors and, you know, what the sort of idea behind the podcast is. You know, it's kind of like mental health and personal development. And she came up with a few mock images and we worked together over the space of a week. I think in the end I paid her like £22 and I got a really professional image that I was like amazingly happy with. You know, she produced some high resolution PNG files as well, so I can use those in like my future. You know, I can use them on Instagram and stuff like that. So it's not just the podcast artwork that I got, because I got the source file from her. You know, I was able then, you know, I can use those images for other things if I want to. You know, if I wanted to set up like a Facebook group for the podcast, which I've kind of been thinking about doing as well, I could use that image that I've got from this lady as like the logo for the page. You know, I can just recycle that logo now. I can use it for other things. So that's what I really liked about it. So that's that's one thing I'd definitely recommend. And like I say, looking at Anchor as well, sort of the in-house features of the app where you can build your own logos, that's something that I would really sort of look at as well. And it's going to be really interesting for you. If you've never podcasted before, it's nothing short really of terrifying, kind of putting yourself out there, recording yourself for starters, especially if you're on your own. I mean, like I say, I'm literally sat in a KFC car park at the moment, and it can be like, you know, it can be really intimidating. People look at you like you're a little bit of a weirdo or whatever, but also intimidating in the sense of most people don't like listening to themselves. Like, you know, I often listen to the recordings of myself and kind of like, it's almost like, you just kind of grit your teeth, or it's like being squeamish. You just hear your own voice and you just want to vomit. Like, you know, I still don't like it. I'm just more comfortable with it than I used to be. So I would just say that's something that you'll get used to over time. I'm not going to lie to you and say that it's going to be really easy and after doing one podcast episode, you're going to be completely comfortable. I think some people take to it quicker than other people. You know, some people aren't going to be natural at this. I mean, I've worked in call centers and I've always kind of worked in very people face sort of jobs. So everything I do and everything I say, I kind of have the person that's listening in the back of my mind. You know, it's kind of like that empathy, like everything I say, I'm trying to think, how's it going to be received by the other person? Is it going to make sense? Is what I'm saying like articulated well, stuff like that. So like I say, for some people it's going to come quicker than others. I wouldn't recommend reading from a script, but again, that's just kind of me. Some people like to write out their podcast episodes in full, and then it's almost like you're reading off a teleprompter. Some people like to write notes, which is like, you know, bullet points that you'll follow through. So you follow through a theme and it's nice and consistent and well structured. And that's probably how I should do my podcasts. I mean, here's how I do them. Like, I'm sat somewhere and I think, I should probably do a podcast today. And I've had this on my mind lately. And I kind of construct one or two or three bullet points in my head. And then I go somewhere and I start recording. And I don't know, I'm just able to build off of those one, two or three things that I really wanted to talk about. And that's just me. I can do that. You know, the counselling training that I've had, you know, going to therapy for 6 years and talking about stuff, it just allows me, because I've got a little bit of knowledge, to be able to build off of very little. You might find it really comfortable to read off of a, you know, a script that you've built for yourself. I like to put a little bit of my personality into it and kind of talk from the heart or talk from experience. But that's just me. You know, find what works best for you. Try different things. Because that's how you're going to become the best sort of podcaster that you can be. And just practice as well. Don't get disheartened. You know, keep at it. You know, it's really easy in episodes sort of 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 to get really disheartened. You know, you've not got as many people listening to it as you thought you would have. You know, you thought it was going to be the Joe Rogan podcast, but actually you've only had 5 people listen to it, and most of that is your family. It's okay. You know, you've got to be patient and sort of understanding with yourself. You know, don't put too much pressure on yourself. Just accept for a little while that it's going to be you talking into the microphone, and put out there stuff that you're really passionate about, and you know, sort of don't almost talk for the sake of talking. Like, I wanted to do this podcast episode about how to start a podcast because I knew it was going to help so many people, and you know, I know that what I'm talking about is solid because I've actually done it. So, you know, talk about what you're comfortable talking about. I really try and make it a point never to talk about stuff that I've not done before, because it would make me really uncomfortable. This podcast episode would be all over the place because I'd literally be winging it, you know. When I say I don't prepare for a podcast, I mean, I'm kind of already prepared in my head, because I make sure that, you know, I never have to worry about, like, doubling back on myself and, you know, making sure I'm consistent, because I'm always just saying stuff that's true to me, if that makes sense. And that's, like, self-awareness, and that will come with, like, time. You know, I'm not expecting you to be, like, really, really aware of this stuff right now, but it's just stuff to think about. It's interesting. So I'll kind of come on to the marketing bit now, because you've got a lot of different options, and I'll kind of go through them now. So when I say marketing, you've got a really powerful distribution platform. If you're using Anchor, you've got a really powerful platform. You're literally taking a recording, which is an MP3 file from your phone or your laptop. You're uploading it to Anchor, and it's distributing it everywhere for you. Before, this was a technology and, you know, something that was seen as quite hard to do, or it was a bit of a pain because you'd have to, you know, set up an account on Spotify, set up an account on Apple. But it's not like that now. You've got something that will do all of that for you. So you've actually got a really powerful distribution platform. But that's not enough. Just because you're putting something somewhere doesn't mean that people are going to listen to it. You've got to build up an audience. You've got to build up a community of people that are going to care about what you're talking about. And that's where marketing comes in. You've got to let people know about what you're talking about. They've got to know where to find it. And this is where that link that I spoke about earlier, that you've written down or saved in your phone, you know, your anchor.fm link. This is where that's going to become important, because you need to make this link available in as many places as possible, because you need to let people know where they can listen to you. And like I say, build up this kind of awareness that this podcast even exists as well. So, platforms where you can market your podcast. I would start off with Instagram, Twitter, and probably Facebook. You know, I'd start off with those three for now. I think YouTube is something interesting to look at, and I'll come on to that a little bit later as well, because I'll start to talk about, like, pillars of content. And that's where I'll get a little bit nerdy on you for a minute, because I think that'll help some of you. So, Instagram's great. And it's really popular at the moment as well. Instagram is, you know, it's very quickly becoming what was the most popular social media platform, Facebook. I mean, everyone used to be on Facebook. A lot of people have migrated to Instagram now, because it's kind of like that. It's kind of like when people's parents start to go on platforms, they very quickly migrate away from it into other platforms. So I think Instagram is becoming the new Facebook, and it's very popular at the moment for that reason. And it's great. If you're an arty person or you're a creative, you'll particularly thrive on that platform, because it's all about posting pictures with long-form captions, or you can have short-form captions. So what I mean by short-form and long-form is, you could literally, like, I could take a picture of my car steering wheel now, upload that to Instagram, and I could have a short form caption that says, just recorded another podcast episode in my car. And that's a short form caption uploaded, and I can hashtag that picture so people can then find the content. Hashtagging is a really good way of, you know, again, it's kind of like distribution within the social media to be able to help people find your podcasts, or, well, your posts, sorry. God, I'm talking about podcasts and posts, just mixing up my words. So long form captions is kind of where it's a little bit more like a blog. So excuse me, I might explain some of the intricacies about, you know, I'm doing a how-to episode on podcasting, and, you know, these are some of the points that I talked about. I can go into some more detail, and that's the kind of where I talk about long-form captions. That's what I'm talking about, where, you know, you're literally writing a bigger piece of content within the picture. So Instagram's really great for that reason. Like I said, there's a lot of users on it at the moment as well. So it's going to be really powerful for getting numbers of, you know, a large number of people towards your podcast. Now, you can't actually directly post links of your podcast, you know, that are hyperlinks where people can click on them and go to your podcast. So you'll have to put a link in your bio on Instagram so people can find your podcast. That's the only way to do it at the moment, unless you've got the swipe up function, but you need 10,000 followers to be able to get that. So unless you've got that many followers, you can't just ask users to swipe up on stories to be able to go direct to your content. Another page that I suggest that you set up for your podcast would be on Twitter. Twitter is great. It's a slightly different platform than Instagram because Twitter is all about conversations. So really on Twitter, your main focus would be starting conversations around podcasting. And then, you know, once you've sort of sparked up relationships and good conversations with people, then direct them in the way of your content. So it's really about jumping into conversations as opposed to, I mean, it's kind of like jumping into conversations is 50% and starting conversations is the other 50%. So for example, you might do a tweet about, oh, I'm recording a podcast episode this weekend. What are your guys' favorite podcast episodes? You know, you're directly letting people know that you podcast, but you're not broadcasting it. You're tweeting in a smart way. The mistake that people often make on Twitter is going on there and treating it like all the other social media platforms where they use it as a massive megaphone to promote their brand, their service or products that they offer. They're not really respecting the room that they're in. They're just kind of walking in and talking, but not listening to anyone. And Twitter is just an environment where that will not fly. You won't do well. You won't get many followers. People will just not be interested in you because that's not what people's psychology is at when they're using the app. So it's about learning each environment, each social media environment, and what's going to work and what's not going to work. So that's kind of Twitter. It's sort of what I would class as like short form content as well, because you can only tweet 128 characters. So you're not going to be able to write War and Peace on things like you are able to on Instagram. So that's just worth bearing in mind as well. And Facebook is another great platform. Again, very powerful, just like Instagram. Because, of course, Facebook owns Instagram. And Facebook is just brilliant because of the sheer volume of users that there are. You know, there's billions of people on on Facebook. And the reach that it's got is incredible as well. Now, I don't personally use Facebook within my own marketing, but that doesn't mean that it's not a good product and that you shouldn't use it too. Sorry, I'm just clearing my throat. I always do this. I start recording a podcast episode after I've not had a drink for a long time. So that's a rookie mistake right there. So yeah, you've kind of got these different platforms where you can start to gain followings, and you can start to let people know that you've got a podcast and distribute that link that I spoke about earlier to them, because these platforms are going to be one of the major ways that you're going to be able to get people to listen to your content. So I'd strongly recommend you look into it. Hello, I'm back. Sorry, I actually recorded that first part of the episode like a couple of days ago, but I think I was saying in the episode, I always do this, I start recording and I've even done it now. I literally don't have a drink with me, and I always do it, and I start getting a croaky voice, and I actually blur out my voice a little bit, which is why I had to wait a couple of days to record this. So yeah, apologies that it's broken up and there's this little like intersection of me rambling on about this. But yes, so I was talking a little bit about the different distribution channels where you can market your podcast. We've talked a little bit about the platform where you can have your podcasts exist, which is Anchor, and it's really great because it distributes it out to different locations for you. And now I'm going to talk a little bit about pillars of content. Now bear with me because you might not understand for a couple of minutes what I'm talking about, but it'll all make sense, I promise you. So, pillars of content. So, nice little idea for you. First pillar of content I'd recommend looking into is actually vlogging. So, that would be you sat in your room with a camera pointing towards you, and it doesn't matter if you've got a vlog about how to play the guitar, or how to cook a tagliatelle, or how to replace the wind wipers on your car. You know, your vlog or your podcast can be about whatever you are passionate about. So I would recommend setting up your camera in your room, literally one-on-one with the camera, and, you know, just doing your thing, recording your content. If it's like a cookery vlog, it could be like you in the kitchen, like cooking. And as long as the audio quality is good, what you can do with that recording, just upload to YouTube or whichever video platform you want. But that's another sort of layer of content that you get then. You get to, get exposure from YouTube. You'll have your podcast, which, you know, you build up through your marketing on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. And then if you've got a blog as well, that's another medium. So you're literally covering all angles. You've got video, which is, you know, visual. You've got podcast, which is audio. And then you've got blog, which is written material, which is really powerful. So once you've got your YouTube video, the great thing that you can do is if you download a program that you can get, you can find it on the internet and it's free, just like Anchor. It's called Audacity, and it's kind of used by audio engineers that can't quite afford, you know, to fork out for like a full-blown program. I'm pretty sure it's open source as well, and it was created for people just for fun, and then it became more of a serious program. What you can do is, if you download it, you can actually upload MP4 files to that program and convert them into MP3 files. So what that means is an MP4 file is from a video. So you take your video from you that you've done for YouTube, your vlog, right? And you upload that into Audacity and you convert that into an MP3 file then. So you're effectively stripping the audio out of that vlog that you've done. And then, hey presto, you've got a podcast episode. You don't need to worry about sitting down and thinking of the content that you need to, you know, for that episode. You've already got one, you know, you've already got one waiting for you. So it's really, really, really useful. And you're probably thinking, yeah, Dan, that sounds really great, but I'm not really like a techie person and, that sort of thing. I would literally just recommend you taking a look at Google and Googling, how do I convert an MP4 file to an MP3 file in Audacity, because that is literally what I did when I downloaded it. You know, I did a little test recording of myself on my phone, because I remember it. I literally recorded myself for like 5 seconds going, this is a test. And then I uploaded it to Audacity and converted it. And hey presto, I had an MP3 file. So then what you do is you take your MP3 file and you upload that to Anchor, and then you've got a podcast episode then. Here's the great thing. After you've got your podcast episode, and obviously you market that with what we've discussed earlier, you know, your different marketing channels. After you've done your podcast, I would recommend going back to Fiverr. You know that freelance marketing, the freelance site that I mentioned earlier, where you can hire people to create artwork for you, logos for you, they do like websites, marketing, anything really. Well, if you search on there, because it's got a little search facility on there, if you search for, I'm trying to think of the name now, forgotten. I'm trying to think. Transcribers, that's what I was thinking of. If you search for transcribers, people, and I know because I've looked it up, people will literally transcribe podcast episodes for you into, you know, Word documents or PDFs, whatever you want. And guess what you can do with that then? If you've got a blog, what you can do is you can upload those files into your, you know, sorry, that transcription of the podcast episode into your blog. Great. You've got another form of content then. You know, this is these pillars that I'm talking about. You're hitting visual, audio, and then written content as well. So it's really, really interesting, and it stops you having to worry about coming up with lots of different content. You know, you're kind of killing three birds with one stone here, and it's really cheap to hire people on Fiverr as well to get them to transcribe your podcast episodes for you. So I'd really recommend taking a look into it. And you might be thinking, well, yeah, that's really, really great. You know, I don't know how to set up a blog, or I don't have one, or I can't afford one. Here's where the internet is really great, because there is a site called medium.com. That's medium.com. And it is a site where people can blog, a bit like Tumblr, if you've ever heard of that. People can blog and write articles on there for free. And it's a bit like Anchor. You get an exposure to lots of different audiences there. So what you do is you take your transcription, set up yourself a Medium account, and literally create a post on there. And hey presto, you've got yourself a blog post then. And what you do is you market that blog just like you do with your Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And then you start to get an audience. You know, you start to get people feeding into that. And then what you do, so we've discussed three pillars now. Then what you do is you start to cross-pollinate. So you get people from the blog to listen to the podcast. And then the people that watch the vlog to start reading your blog. You cross-pollinate the people from the different platforms. Because you'll get some people that will, they'll listen to the podcast religiously. And they might sometimes read a blog or two. And you'll get some people where they'll never watch your vlog, but they'll read all of your blogs and they're interested in podcasts. So when you mention that you've got one, they start listening to it on a fairly regular basis. So it's just a good idea to do. So that's kind of all the content I wanted to cover off for this episode. You know, we've gone through quite a bit. Hopefully it's really helpful for you and you've got some ideas. You know, these things aren't secrets. I'm happy to share this knowledge. So if there's anything that I've missed out that you feel I could have explained better, or you'd like a little bit more context for, feel free to reach out to me. So my email address is danudale@hotmail.co.uk. That's Dan Udale, so udale@hotmail.co.uk. You can email me, or you can find me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is dudale92. Oh, no. Yeah, it's dudale92. I forgot my own Instagram handle then. dudale92. Or you can find me on Twitter at knowyourselfpodpod. And you can hit me up on Twitter. Feel free to direct message me or just tweet me. And yeah, you know, feel free to ask me any questions if you think of something a couple of weeks down the line. I just really hope that this episode has been able to help someone that really wants to start a podcast. I did this episode and I'm really passionate about it because a lot of people ask me, you know, how do I start a podcast? And I thought, you know, it'd be really good if I could sit down and do an episode and explain how I started and what I've used to help me. And some ideas that I've implemented that have worked really well. So yeah, I hope this helps. And it would mean the world to me if this episode has brought you any value. If you could share this onto a friend or family member, if they're looking to, you know, get into podcasting, or if any of the stuff to do with mental health or personal development has helped you, if you think there's someone out there that it might help, if you could refer it to a friend, let them know about this podcast. It would really mean the world to me, because, you know, I'm really passionate about helping more people. I kind of get messages every day saying, you know, your content's helped me realize new things about myself and, you know, helped me get through bad patches. And it just really inspires me and fires me up. And, you know, I'm really lucky that I get messages like that from people, and I just want to help more people. So it would mean the world to me. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, if you could leave a rating and subscribe to the podcast if you're not already subscribed, and leave a review, that would really, really mean the world to me, because it helps like me move up the rankings, and like I say, I can get exposure to more people and hopefully help more people. So yeah, thank you very much. And like I say, I hope you've enjoyed the episode today. I really enjoyed doing this one because it's something a little bit different. And like I say, people have kind of been asking for it for a little while. So it's nice to be able to give that kind of gift-wrapped podcast episode that I've been promising. So I hope that you've enjoyed the episode today. And until next time, guys, peace out.